last case, number 9, 22-072. Good afternoon.
How's it going?
Sergeant, can you identify yourself for the record one last time?
Sergeant Elias Martz, M-A-R-T-Z, with the Middletown Police Department.
Okay, would you like to make an opening statement?
Yes. Based on a previous pistol permit revocation, as well as mental health concerns, and an inaccuracy on the DPS 799, the appellant was denied.
Thank you, Sergeant. Sir, would you like to make a brief opening statement?
One of the things that I was disqualified for was I checked off no that my pistol permit had never been revoked, and to my understanding, it had never been revoked. I was under the understanding that it had elapsed, expired.
Okay. Sergeant, you may proceed with your case.
The background investigation revealed that the appellant failed to disclose that a previously issued pistol permit was revoked, effective 5/23/2018, that the revocation took place following a mental health incident during which the appellant was sent to a hospital on a police emergency examination request under Connecticut General Statute 17A503. During this incident, the appellant sent text messages of a suicidal nature and indicated to police similar suicidal ideation in the past. This was documented by the Wallingford Police under case number 2018-00008426. The investigation also revealed that the appellant was the subject of a protective order from August 14, 2014 until December 29, 2014 for a period of 140 days. This was not required to be disclosed as it was prior to 5 years before the application was submitted, but was relevant to our determination of suitability of the appellant. Based on the inaccuracy of the information presented on the DPS 799C, the existence of a prior pistol permit revocation, in the presence of a past protective order, along with history of suicidal ideation and mental health issues, it was determined that the appellant was both disqualified and not a suitable candidate for a pistol permit. And the investigation also revealed an unreported incident with the appellant's ex-wife, during which she stated that she had been subjected to physical and verbal abuse, and during one of those incidents, the appellant had pointed a gun at her, but none of that was reported to police.
Do you have any questions for the sergeant?
I do not.
Does the board have any questions for the sergeant? Do you have any other witnesses?
No.
That's good, because there's nobody else here. All right, so you may tell us what you'd like us to know.
Due to the suicidal complaint, the whole situation, my ex-wife suffered from abuse when she was growing up, and she somehow thought that she could take it out on me. We got divorced. I didn't have enough money to move out, so I was living at the house during the divorce with her. Let me predate that. I had just returned from the Coast Guard serving, come to find out that while I was away, she was cheating on me. I was upset about it. It was addressed. The protective order comes into effect. We had an argument the night that I had buried my grandfather. So we had an argument. She landed up calling the police, and I voluntarily went left. Come to find out, she had a protective order against me that I just found out about now. I didn't know about.
Found out about it when?
Just now, or when I read the reports and stuff. I didn't know, because I was living back at the house and everything. Never went to court over it.
You're saying that during the
the period of time of the protective order from August 14th to December 29th, 2014, you were actually living in the same residence as your wife?
She was there?
Yeah, she was there. And then after the divorce, I was still living there so that I could have association with the kids, and I thought it was best for the kids that I was still involved. Come to find out, she's now moving in, her boyfriend or whatever. I'm sleeping on the couch. I tried to move on with my life. She's tagging my phone. She knows what I'm doing. And, like, texting. She's involved with my girlfriend. That's where the suicidal thought. I was making comments. I don't know how much longer I can deal with this. Meaning, her being involved, my girlfriend being involved, I'm trying to move on with my life. And I'm being subjected to all this as a result. No, I never meant to follow through with the comments. Did I make the comments in the heat of the moment? Probably yes. But it was directed at, I don't know how much longer I can deal with this situation that I'm involved in. I need to get out, get on with my life, or whatever. And that's where all that stems from. I was never informed that my pistol permit had been revoked. I had a pistol permit when I was in the Coast Guard. I never used it, never shot my gun or whatever. My gun was locked up and everything. And we ended up selling the gun to make money so that I could have a little bit of money to either support the kids or move on with my life. It's a very freaky situation. And do I kick myself for allowing myself to be involved in that? Yes. But that's why I'm here right now.
Did that go on for 4 years? Because it looks like the pistol permit was revoked in May of 2018.
Correct.
Based on, I guess it's the text messages that were sent on April 26th, 2018.
Correct.
Okay. And at that time, if I read the records correctly, it seemed to me that you were sent on a police emergency certificate for a psychiatric evaluation at a local hospital.
Yes.
Could you tell us about that, please?
I was texting my ex-wife and my girlfriend. We were going back and forth. I was trying to, like, get out of the situation. Like I said, my ex-wife had the capability of tapping my phone, follow what I was doing, was involved in text messages. I could physically be with my girlfriend, and my ex-wife could be playing with the phone like I wasn't there. And while we're sitting there going back and forth, I would be at work. She would be texting my ex-girlfriend like it was me and stuff. She had the capability of mirroring. She had some app that she mirrored what I saw, what I was doing. She would follow me. She knew my location and everything. There was one night where, I went out on a date. I told the kids, all right, I'll be home, 10 o'clock. The date was good. I stayed longer. I came home to a note on the door. It said, here's your fucking bed. I had a blow-up bed on the outside. That's what I was dealing with.
And you did have what hospital were you evaluated at back then, sir?
Mid-State.
I didn't see any records from that to support what was found during that evaluation. Can you tell us something about that evaluation?
I just went there. I explained to the people I saw, the doctors, the psychologists or whatever, the situation.
Mm-hmm.
And I was there, evaluated, and released. I was never kept on an extenuating, like an overnight stay or anything. I was evaluated, released. Was I happy that I was there? Yes, because it gave me somebody to talk to.
And can you tell me something about your living circumstances since then?
I've moved out of that house. I'm in a happy, healthy relationship now. I'm actually married. And supporting my kids or trying to support my kids the best that I can, supporting my current wife's kids. I have had, there's no involvement with the police at all.
Did you change your cell phone number?
I did, actually I did. I did change my cell phone number. I went with a whole different company, so. And I made sure that they have no app that can mirror what is going on and stuff.
Okay, thank you. Are you in a situation where you're paying child support, sir?
I am, yes.
And what is the nature of your current employment?
I'm full-time.
Are you out of the Coast Guard?
Yes, yeah, I'm out of the Coast Guard.
Okay, so you have a civilian job?
Yes.
Sergeant, I don't think you got a chance to ask him questions. Did you want
to? Have you received any other counseling or psychiatric care?
I have seen a therapist to talk about the situation that I was involved in, yes.
And what were the, so you stated that you didn't recall being the subject of a protective order?
Correct.
Do you recall being arrested at that time in 2014?
No.
Okay. Good. You don't recall being arrested for disorderly conduct in?
No.
2014? I mean, you're not required to disclose it, I believe it was.
No.
Yeah, it looks like it was Molly. Do you recall ever pointing a gun at your ex-wife?
No.
Do you know why she would make that statement?
Like I just stated earlier, she had a lot of mental health issues of her own, and as it says in one of the reports, when you talk to her, she said she thought that my pistol permit had lapsed also, and then reneged on it. And she had her boyfriend or current husband call or whatever. I read the report.
Yes. Yeah, that's what the report says. So you don't recall being notified that your pistol permit was revoked?
No.
That's all the questions I have.
Other questions by the board, Chief?
He had a protective order in 2014. It was not a restraining order. Protective order, as far as I know, is going to mean you were arrested.
Okay, well, I...
And it's concerning that you don't remember that you had been arrested. The protective order was in effect for 140 days.
All right, well, I was living back in the house.
It didn't bar you from the house. It said, do not assault, threaten, abuse, harass, follow, interfere, or stalk the protected person. It was not a no-contact order.
Okay.
So you could have lived in the house.
All right, well, no.
You don't remember being in handcuffs?
No.
Going to court?
No.
Seeing a judge?
No.
Anything like that?
Nope.
All right, the main reason for this denial from their letter is mental health issues, suicidal ideations. Do you have any medical records to support your contention?
I do not, but like
something from the hospital when you were sent there, release papers, evaluation, doctor's opinion?
I do not.
Why do you not have that today?
Because I was hoping that me coming and telling my story about it would help my case. Because other than the therapist, this is the first time that I've actually been able to speak about this in front of
the board. Sends a letter that asks for that information, documentation. Because you're right, you're talking about it, can't help your case, but in support of the documentation. Without the documentation, all we have is what you're saying.
Correct, I understand that.
And clearly that you were revoked because of those issues back in 2018, and here we are again with those issues. So I'm surprised you don't have some medical records here today. Thank you.
Other questions by the board? Do you have any other witnesses?
I do not.
Okay, would you like to make a closing statement?
Just that me being here right today, I'm hoping to prove that I've moved on with my life, gotten away from the negativity that I was involved in, and like I said earlier, I don't have any police records. I have not been, have any psych visits or however you want to look at it since 2018 when I was involved in that, and am in a happy, healthy relationship right now. And like I stated, none of those comments may have been made in that moment, but they were never intended to be followed through with. And I understand that me saying that may have cost me my pistol permit. And I want to be able to go and target shoot with my friends and not be the one that's lone, left out in situations.
Thank you, sir, Sergeant.
I find it odd that the appellant is unable to recall being the subject of a protective order as well as having a pistol permit revoked, both of which I believe you're required to be notified of, as well as his statement that he doesn't recall being arrested in 2014. It appears that the protective order was issued after a domestic violence arrest, which was nollied. Based upon that, in addition to the police emergency examination request, our department still considers him not a suitable candidate, in addition to the fact that there was an inaccuracy on the DPS, that he did have a previous revocation of his pistol permit.
Thank you, Sergeant. Comments by the board? Okay. I don't know where I started. Chief Rosenzweig.
That's where you started. What issue is the right?
Okay. Thank you. Ms. Johnson.
Issue of authority.
Attorney Iaconis.
Issue of authority.
Dr. Conrad.
I'm going to say issuing authority at this time. I think if you choose to reapply in the future, it would benefit your position to have some documentation from a mental health professional indicating that professional knows you're seeking a pistol permit and has no concerns about your being in possession of a potentially lethal weapon.
And chair votes issuing authority. Thank you, gentlemen.